Michigan, born and raised with Midwestern values and Michigan common sense.
Baby, do you understand me now? Sometimes I feel a little mad. But don't you know that no one alive can always be.
Sometimes you need a little vacation. That's what, apparently John Conyers decides it's time for a vacation. He stepped down from Congress yesterday after mounting allegations of sexual harassment, making an extraordinary fall from grace for the longest serving member of Congress, 88 years old, 53 years in the body, retired, he said, from his hospital bed, maintaining his innocence, defending a legacy he insisted can't be compromised or diminished. This too shall pass, Conyers said, and I want you to know that my legacy will continue through my children. He then said his 27-year-old son, John Conyers III, should succeed him in the seat, endorsing his son, although not sure what qualifications young Mr. Conyers has, except to carry on the family legacy and the family business of being lifetime politicians. So there you have it. It's John Conyers retired. He didn't resign. Just so I'm clear, he simply retired. And now, as you heard on the news, a special election will be called by Governor Snyder to fill that seat. Not likely to change hands. Okay, here's something that is appalling on every level. And it leads to the very top of the news department that NBC News and CNN, those that claim they knew nothing about Matt Lauer's behavior, those that claim they knew nothing about any of that, flat out false. Flat out false. New descriptions and photographs have come to light from October the 24th, 2008. Where there was a top secret roast of Matt Lauer held at the Hilton Hotel, October the 24th, 2008, many, many years ago. But Matt Lauer's co-workers were there. Some of the comments made so graphic and so lewd, I can't even repeat them here. But I can tell you that Jeff Zucker and others involved, Jeff Zucker, who was at NBC at the time, who claims he didn't know anything about Matt's behavior, is now in charge of CNN Worldwide, who was the chair of NBC Universal then, and like I said, adamantly denied he had any idea about Lauer's in-office behavior. Well, he was sitting two seats down from Lauer at the front of this whole event, where for 3 hours this lewd behavior continued. I can't even make most of the comments, but I can assure you, if you go find the articles about this event, October 24, 2008, you'll be just as appalled as I am. All the people at NBC knew. All the people at CNN knew. All right, shifting gears now. My next guest, Dr. Grazi Pozzo Christi, policy advisor with TCA, Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority, refuses to run Christmas ads from the Archdiocese of Washington. They're just too offensive to people, I guess. Doctor, welcome back to the program.
Thank you for having me. I'm very sorry. I have a bit of laryngitis.
That's okay.
Very embarrassing.
I've been there before, so I'm not going to be embarrassed about it. And we've only got a couple of minutes to fill here. So tell me about why would you not run ads in the Washington Metro from the Archdiocese of Washington? They don't like Catholics or what?
The metro is scared of any controversy, and unfortunately these days, any Christian expression, especially around Christmas, is considered controversial. Sorry.
No, you're fine. I don't see how being Christian around Christmas is controversial. Although, in this day and age, you hear many crazy stories. We heard the story of the college in California removing images and statues of the Virgin Mary and the baby Jesus so as to not offend incoming students. This is a Catholic college in California, so I guess to hear the Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority saying that they're going to refuse to take advertisements because the one ad shows a star and a couple of shepherds and suggests that consumers might find the perfect gift for Christmas to be a spiritual one and not another one as a useless gadget or toy. The Metro somehow finds this imagery to be too evocative of the Christian origin of the holiday and has responded with clear anti-religious bigotry. I mean, is it not clear? Isn't Christmas a Christian holiday?
It is, and what we have to keep in mind is that the Metro is a government agency, and the government is constitutionally prohibited from discriminating against people's viewpoints, especially religious viewpoints, which are protected by our very First Amendment.
Well, exactly right. So I wonder, is the Archdiocese of D.C. are they going to push back on this? Are they going to go to court and say, listen, this is a free speech and free. See, this is the part they always miss in the First Amendment, the free exercise thereof. It doesn't mean that the government is endorsing religion. Because they accept an ad from one religion or another, it just means that they accept all beliefs. And so if it's the Washington Metropolitan Area and Transit Authority, I don't think they can legally, on First Amendment grounds, deny an ad for Christmas. I think it's a violation.
This is the kind of case that's going to go all the way. It can go all the way to the Supreme Court because this is a basic constitutional protection that's being taken away from Americans. Of allowing each of us to live our life in the public square in a way that's consonant with our beliefs.
Well, there you go. And we're going to keep an eye on this. And what I will do for you is allow you to go heal up. And, I have compassion for you there, doctor. And then when we find out more about this, the next step this case takes, then we'll have you come back, and I'm sure you'll be just lovely with your speaking voice.
Thank you so much.
You have a great day. Thank you so much. That's Dr. Grazie Pozzo, but she's struggling with laryngitis. But the gist of the story is pretty simple. America's long tradition of healthy religious pluralism, in which believers of all faiths are welcome to publicly celebrate their different holidays, is rapidly disappearing for Christians, not for others, but for Christians. The banning by the D.C. Metro of that ad by the Archdiocese of Washington is a case in point. There's no question. Rejected for the religious advertising. Because the ad shows, again, a star and a couple of shepherds and suggests that consumers might find the perfect gift for Christmas doesn't come from a store. That it's something much larger than that. But somehow the D.C. Metro finds that subtle Christmas imagery to be too provocative. Too provocative. And the D.C. Metro responded with clear anti-religious bigotry. It is truly unbelievable. Truly unbelievable. At any rate. Hey, this Christmas, how about this? Try to get in the running for a brand new $4,000 Wolverine water system. We're giving one away. We've only got about a week and a half to go, I guess. Not very long. I think a week from Monday, we're going to give it away. It's worth up to $4,000 from your friends at Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company in business since 1947. All you have to do to enter for a chance to win this $4,000 system, go to stevegruber.com, click the Wolverine button, fill out a bit of information, you're well on your way. You could be the big winner for Christmas. And we'll say Merry Christmas from the Steve Gruber Show.